Gary, your thoughts after that one?
Overall, I thought disappointed with the result, in a sense of, I think we deserved the three. I think first half was quite even. They started very well the first 10 minutes in terms of pressure, but we grew a little bit more in the first half and started to get a bit more control, and then I thought it was an even game. But second half, I thought, come out of the blocks. We were aggressive, front foot football that we were talking about. We talked about it at half time. That's what we've been doing, and that's what we're here for. That's what we're trying to build at the club, and the players took that on board and delivered a fantastic performance in the second half. And we got the goal. But at that crucial moment when we got the first goal, we had those two or three really good chances that, you know as well as me, you have to take them. Had we taken one of them, I think we'd have won the game quite comfortably. But good team like Aston Villa, very experienced. They always stuck in there. They had their chances. The game came a little bit to and fro towards the end. So both teams were creating in that situation, but really we should have put it to bed, especially in that first 30 minutes of that second half. We were fantastic. We were on credit to my players, their attitude, their sheer will to try and win. You can see it, it's clear in them. And the way they go about their work right now, it's pleasing. They're growing all the time, and that's something for us to take from this game.
Defended really well. Disappointed to be undone by the penalty. Any complaints on it?
I haven't seen it. Feel unfortunate for my team, Coops. I wasn't actually watching the handball. I was watching the first phase where we were clearing it, so I was watching the midfielders actually see they were in the right position. But very unfortunate for us. It was always going to take a mistake or in that stage of the game, a mistake or a decision like that to go against us that would to give them the goal, because we were defending very well at that point. But really, we should have put the game to bed. We had really good chances, chances that we have been taking, and we didn't take them, and I think we would have won the game quite comfortably. But shows how far we've come as well, that we're disappointed here against a team that's got a fantastic record at home. We feel that they should have had their first defeat tonight, but it wasn't to be. We take a point, we take a lot of confidence from that game and positives from that game, and we move it into the next one to try and fight half of the 3 points again.
Could you just clear up what the position is with Mr. Janssen in terms of this transfer and everything? Does he need to play one more game for someone to be activated?
Yeah, look, that's all internally dealt with. That's already, yeah. We're all very comfortable with that, and everyone's here.
Yeah, sorry, I just wonder what actually was. Sorry, Gary. What the actual is it an automatic thing, or does it just give you the right to sort of?
No, we have the option, and it'll be for us to decide. But Pontus is very committed. You can see from his performance, and like I said, internally we deal with all those matters properly.
Just the one change tonight, Cal Bartley going out. You wouldn't have noticed, would you? Cooper again hasn't let you down. I was unlucky with a penalty, but
yeah. No, look, Bart's had it. Probably been another 24 hours, he would have been all right. It was just a knock on his knee. Nothing to do with a clash of heads, but I say it all the time. Whoever comes into this team, whoever you put onto that pitch, they're there to fight for each other and deliver performances, and they all do that. And I thought Coops was very unfortunate with the decision and the way it happened. But my team deserve massive credit tonight. They came here, a difficult place to go against a good team, very experienced, my young side. We're front foot, we're aggressive, we played good football, we created chances. The only disappointment is that we didn't come away with 3 points.
Just the one change. Any temptation to maybe throw Chris Wood in or Hernandez?
No, because I felt in the sense of Preston that, again, we delivered a fantastic performance. Those players deserved to start this game. But, of course, we have to be mindful now. There's a lot of physicality that goes into our game that we want to keep it as fresh as possible. We have a really important game now coming up against Rotherham, which is going to be extremely difficult. Rotherham are fighting and scrapping for every point. It's a local derby. We'll be expected to win that at home, which we do expect, but we're going to need our big crowd expected in that game to really push these players and give them that atmosphere that they have been doing, to really give them the energy and the confidence to go and fight for those 3 points again.
It's disappointing as it is not to get the three. This could be a big point, couldn't it, from the end of the season?
No, look, it's disappointing right now because we felt we deserved the 3 points, and if you look at the game, especially in the second half, I think everyone would agree that we deserve 3 points. But it's another point on the board. It shows how far we've come, that we feel like that. Like I said, the foundations that we put into this group, and now trying to build upon those foundations. You can see it clearly that the hours of work we do on the training field with those players, you can see it coming out in the games, and that's the fight for us, and we know that when we put it on the pitch like we did tonight, that we can win games, so and be in good positions to win games. So yeah, we have to do that in the next game now. They don't stop.